Welcome to the next guest from the 973 show. With me today is a very special guest. It's none other than the Queen, Miss Universe Bahrain, Lujina Yaqub.
Hi, Raji. Thank you so much for having me on the show, on the 973 show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lujina. We are grateful and we're indeed happy to have you because I think this is the first ever in-person interview that you're giving in Bahrain after being crowned the Queen, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, the honor is ours. Congratulations on this beautiful winning Miss Universe Bahrain. How do you feel?
Wow. Well, I'm so happy this is my first in-person interview, first of all, and thank you so much for having me. I feel elated. And when I first heard my name, I still couldn't believe it. I going straight into interviews, it was still sinking in. And even this morning, it still hasn't sunken in totally. I am completely honored by the fact that they have this faith in me, the organization have this faith in me to represent Bahrain on a global stage. And I just want to thank Josh and Ian for having that belief in me, Evelyn for being an amazing role model, mm-hmm. all my friends and family for their support. It's going to be an amazing journey, and I'm so excited to get started.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad that I caught you even before the news has sunk into you, as you rightly said. It was last night, the announcement, and here you are, isn't it? So how does it feel like walking into a celebrity status? And that too, not just a status, I think this crown brings in real responsibility, isn't it? Especially with Evelyn, you just mentioned she has been such a lovely role model. Mm-hmm. She's really set the bar so high. How do you feel?
Oh, wow. I definitely feel the weight of this crown and what it means for me. What I would do with this crown, I know that I have to put in my 110% into preparing. It's not only going to be me on that stage, but I'm going to bring all of the Gulf and Bahrain with me. So that is a very exciting idea and something that I can't take lightly. So I promise that with my team, with the Miss Universe Bahrain team, I know that we're going to put an extensive preparation to make sure we execute all of this in the most graceful, best way possible. So again, I just feel incredibly honored.
Yeah, true that. It's just a month ago that I sat with all the 10 finalists, yes. And I remember speaking to you as well. And here you are with the crown. And at that time, I had asked you a question like, you know, what makes you think that you're different from the rest that you would win, if at all you're winning? Now, here you have won. Mm-hmm. What do you think is that one point which made you win in your point of view? Of course, people have seen you performing. We'll come to that. The judges or the jury had their views and vision as well. But what do you think took you to this prestigious moment?
Wow. Well, I think what got me to this point was just the amount of work that I've done and my unique experiences. With the work that I've done, I have reached out to people in my community, in the Bahraini community, and gotten to know them. Similar to what we're doing now, I've interviewed them, and I've really been grateful to have spoken with these people. And I've worked on my advocacy of empowering children through art and expression. So I think that combination of championing heroes and working with children in art has made a lot of the difference in the way that I have that conviction that I am representing my country and I am doing work for my country. And the second thing with my unique experiences, the things that are unique about me and all those women, they did deserve a shot at the crown. They had their own unique, beautiful things about them. But I think for me, I'm a voice for the young generation. I'm quite young, someone who's still figuring out what's going on, going to the next phase of my life in college. And second of all, I am mixed. I'm an Arab American woman. So these are just a few things that are unique about me. But I'm so happy that I got the crown, the final.
I love the couple of things that you just highlighted in your answer. One is you belong to a generation and you really don't know what's happening.
Oh, no.
I love that answer because I find a very true, honest confession of a youngster, you know. You guys really do not know what's happening around you. I'm glad that you took up this big responsibility. And also the mix that you're speaking about, you're bringing in two cultures, isn't it? I think you said you're an Arab-American.
Arab-American,
yeah,
that's
mix.
Right, that's right.
So your dad is a Bahraini?
Bahraini, that's right.
Take us through your family, Lujin. Just tell us who all are there in your family.
Right. So, of course, I have my Bahraini family here. They're the Kanu family. And I'm grateful to have that family. And I always go and visit them on Saturdays, have lunch with them, sit down with them. My grandmother is Fozia Kanu. And I have a lot of other amazing relatives. Another one being Sophia Kanu, my aunt, who has an art gallery, and I'll be having a show there.
Such a lovely soul. I'm an ardent admirer of Madam Sophia Kanu.
Oh,
yes.
She's such a beautiful soul.
Yeah. And your mom?
And my mom, yes. I don't get enough opportunity to get to go and see my American family, but when I do, I'm very grateful. I have my grandmother, Shirley Miyake, and my grandfather, Jack, and I always love to come and visit their house in Denver, as well as some of my cousins and relatives. That I feel that it's rare, but whenever I do, it's great to get back in touch with that side.
Beautiful. Can you just say their names as well? And your mom is?
Christy.
And your dad?
Yasser.
Yasser, okay. Yeah. So you're an only child?
Yes, I'm only child, and I kind of like that.
Coming back to the pageant research, the answer to one decisive question at the pageant of yours, mm-hmm. I think you nailed it in about Bahrain, isn't it? You spoke about how the world has misconstrued the whole idea mm-hmm. of women in this part of the world.
Yes.
And I love the last line where you said you would strive to dispel the misconception. Yes. Take us through it, Lujain. What made you think so deep at such a young age?
Thank you so much. I think answering this question, I just realized what was being seen on the outside about women in the Middle East. Just the amount of outside perspective that is not true from the inside of how women are truly represented here. They're taught to thrive. They are put on a pedestal and they are seen as women that can achieve amazing things. Even the families, the Bahraini families, have expectations for their girls to achieve great things. And that's pressure and a beautiful thing about how Bahraini people see their women. And for thinking this way, I think it's because I have a passion for my country that I am able to speak about it in this way. I'm grateful to Bahrain and how it's helped me grow. I think it's raised me all these years. And I'm so grateful to have so much support that specifically come from Bahrain. So I think all of that love, it's just translated through the Miss Universe Bahrain competition.
Yeah, and when you say that, you are the right person to be speaking this loudly to the world because you're one who've experienced, isn't it? What does it mean to be a woman in this part of the world, especially in Bahrain, a country that's so beautiful with an absolutely stunning leadership. One question, how was the whole journey of towards the crown or till this moment? I know you've been practicing really hard with a lot of mm-hmm. photo shoots, with a lot of brands, isn't it? How is it? I'm sure it's tiring, but how exciting was it? What are the best moments? Mm-hmm. Tell us something about it.
There's a lot of amazing moments of preparing. It's been a long and winding road with a lot of ups and downs, but I'm very grateful for that time. And I think all of that training has taught me something, not just for this pageant, but for my life. As you said, there are photo shoots and brands, but other than that, I have been preparing to and working to serve my community and also figure out a way how to present myself on the Miss Universe Bahrain stage. And now going forward, I'm going to prepare, gearing up for the Miss Universe world stage.
Isn't it?
Yes. So I think with that preparation, I just really trusted my team and some of the people that I've trusted in helping me and the people that I truly admire to help me out. That's how I created my own team, is just those people that I truly trust. And then going forward into the Miss Universe competition with, Josh and Ian and all the new Miss Universe team, I'm really excited to have them as well, because already within this first 24 hours, they have supported me and already given me some great guidance mm-hmm. going into the media too. I'm grateful for that. And I know that going into the Miss Universe competition, they're going to prepare me the best way possible. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to trust them the full way.
Yeah. And I can see that you're guided right, the way you speak so mature to the media on the very first day after the crowning. That shows hats off to Josh and team.
Yes.
And also, you were the runner-up last year, isn't it?
That's right.
And I can see that you're so happy from that point of view that you made it to the crown. Was there anything different that you did? Or what was it that you learned last year, which you corrected or which you tried different this time to make sure that you're here?
I think that going from last year to this year is just really the experience and life experience. Mm-hmm. I felt that at the time I didn't know enough about pageantry. I didn't know enough about my own country. I still had a lot to learn. Even when I got the call to join Miss Universe, it seemed very out of the blue because I didn't think I'd be someone that would represent my own country. So it seemed like a shock to me, but I was willing to try the experience and try something new. But then going in this second year, I think I've had more of this conviction that I wanted to represent my country. I think last year was more of this is something new to try. And now I'm mm-hmm. here as I actually want to win the crown. I think I can actually win the crown because I have things to say about my country and I have causes that I want to spread and I want to represent my country in the best way possible and keep on doing the work that I do. And having the Miss Universe platform just spreads that even further and even opens more doors. So coming in this year, I've learned and grown so, so much because I know who I am mm-hmm. and what I stand for.
Yeah, I think it's a learning process. You've learned a bit mm-hmm. more than last year, and that maturity, a bit of maturity, that you're still young, of course. And Lujain, yes, it was all happy moments. You had a wonderful team. And even when I spoke to all 10 of you together, all you girls showed that fellowship, which was so beautiful. But still, mm-hmm. I'm sure as an individual, you would have faced certain situations. Was there any such which you'd remember, like which made you feel a bit of nervousness sinking in you, or did you find anything a bit of a challenge out there as a person, as an individual? Were there any such moments?
Well, the competition for all of us was overwhelming at some points. Mm-hmm. And
trust me, all you girls yeah. were so beautiful, you know. Every time yeah. there was a collage put up of yours, I used to wonder, like, you know, all of you looked amazing. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. No, they're all gorgeous. And it's crazy to think how some of them would get nervous or worry about the job they did or even be insecure. I know that there are a few of them that wish they did better. And I'm surprised because they seem like such confident, empowered women that you don't think that. I think that's the illusion of competitions like this, is that you think that they're going up there so, so confident. But of course, there's always that fear going up. And I think even for me, every time I completed a segment, I hoped that I did my best. And I nitpicked on things that I said. I'd go and repeat an answer I just said and thought I shouldn't have said this, or maybe I could have phrased that better. Even though maybe I did my best job, of course, there is that hope that you did all right. And even you strive to be a little bit better than how you did. So I think at every moment, because a lot of times you only had one shot to do mm-hmm. things. Yeah. The final Q&A, that final question and answer, I didn't even know if I delivered that the best way that I could. But I love that people really liked my answer.
That was
like
a show stealer. Yeah.
Yeah. Even that was nerve wracking. I didn't even know if I did it well.
Yeah. So Lujain, before we wind up the show, tell us something about you, the person. We heard you, the queen, speaking with the burden of the crown and your aspirations. Wonderful. Well articulated. But tell me, what are you as a person? The simple Lujain, what are you? What do you love to do the most in life?
Well,
sleep, eat.
Sleep. Yeah, I do love both of those things. but I think ultimately as a person, uniquely as a person, I am an artist and a creative. And I grew up with a learning disability, and that being an auditory processing disorder. And that meant I couldn't process things I was hearing, and I failed a lot of my classes when I was young. Mm-hmm. I wasn't succeeding at traditional subjects such as science and math and history. They just weren't for me. But when I had found the arts and found that I was excelling in arts and ballet, I found my confidence and I found my passion. And when I finally got tested for my disability, the doctor ultimately said that she has already figured out her own methods of bypassing her own disorder, which was surprising and amazing that my own creative methods helped me bypass my own disability. And I owe it to the arts, and I'm so happy for what it all did for me. And it, leading up to the point where I did now, I think my passion for arts helped me even meet the people that I know now, get to the point where I am now, even being here at Miss Universe Bahrain. I think that passion for being creative led me here. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful for that.
Artists are even otherwise beautiful people, you know. So are you. All right. You. Well, last question. How does the way forward look like? What about the future? What is your ambition for future as in a living, as in a profession? Of course, you have the crown, you're gearing up for the pageants, fine. But besides that, what do you plan? I just heard something called ballet.
Ballet. Yes.
So do you train yourself? Or?
Yeah, I did professional training for a while.
Beautiful.
And I have done some now, but it's a little bit less now as I've been committed with some other things. But I have done professional ballet training for a while.
Impressive.
But in terms of the future and what I have planned, I know that my future is within the arts. And I am going to college for acting and film. So I would love to go into that direction as well. But as in terms of a final one goal, I wouldn't say I have a final one career or thing that I want to achieve. I think there are many things I want to achieve, and I want to take things as they come. For example, Miss Universe, it wasn't something that I saw coming for me. I didn't think Miss Universe was going to be something that was going to be in my life, but having that come in has been such an unexpected surprise and an amazing part of my journey, and I'm glad that it came. And I know that there may be some more unexpected things in my future, and I will take that as well. But I know that my future is within the arts, and I will continue to serve my community. These are two definites. I think I'll always have a passion for Bahrain. I know that I will come back here in the future after college.
Yes, indeed. I can see that a love for Bahrain and every bit of what you spoke there and here. Congratulations once again. Is there anything that you would like to share with the audience as we wrap up the show?
Well, I would just like to say thank you for watching and listening to the 973 show and following my journey as well. And all of this has just been an amazing journey. And it's only the beginning. Today is only the beginning. It's the very first day right after the announcement. So I'm just excited to see what all this has in store. So thank you for following it.
Thank you very much, Lujin. And once again, congratulations and all the very best from all of us at the 973 show.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Raji.
So wait for the next inspiring, exciting and engaging guest on the 973 show.